If someone else is thinking they would like to make a big career change, because this is, we've talked a bit about the transferable skills, it's still a huge career change going from one very specific field to an entirely different one. Making a big leap and doing it on your own, what would be the tips you'd have for people if they're wanting to make a big change?
I think start slowly, like trial your idea before you go and quit your job. I was doing this for almost 3 years before I went full time. And I even had like a 6 month period where I worked part time and did this part time as well. So I think start your idea, see if people are interested, test monetizing it, see if it's got legs, and then you can slowly transition if possible. Your job or like your career might not let you go part time, but at least kind of be making money already. Like I think I had a really solid business model set up by the time I did quit my job. I knew where the money was coming from. I knew what worked. I knew what didn't work. I kind of had a direction in terms of the podcast, and then the book came soon after as well. But definitely don't just quit your job and be like, okay, cool, what am I doing tomorrow? Like start the business first if you can.
Yeah. I think that's really smart. I've had a few people come on who've started their own businesses and they've said something very similar, where if you test it on the side first, and then even sometimes by the time that people have come to jump into it full time, it might be slightly different, right, than how you'd originally thought. Was there anything that was different with yours by the time you did quit your job? Was there anything different in how it looked versus how you'd imagined?
I never really imagined what it would be like. I guess the podcast was new. That was like the big thing that finally tipped me over with having too much work to do. I never imagined I'd write a book. But something that really stuck in my mind was I read a Princeton study that said that if you were experiencing financial distress, it's equal to either losing a full night of sleep or a decrease in your IQ by 13 points. So you don't want to like be in a position where you are struggling with money, you're making less good decisions. So it's really good to kind of have a good buffer fund set up first before you put yourself in that situation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you have a certain amount of savings to back you? You know, some people talk about the 3 month emergency fund, sometimes people say 6 months. What were you working on to make yourself feel financially comfortable in making that leap?
I think I had $30,000 in savings, but I wasn't really working on like 3 or 6 months. I was also in a good position where like I can always go back to my parents' house if I really need to as well. So it wasn't really like I need X amount of savings. It was like, here's my buffer. I know I've got income in the form of dividends. I know I've got income in the form of my positively geared property as well. And I have that contract with Perla too. So it's more like things are looking up. I can always go back to my parents if I need as well. And I've got like $30,000 can get me quite far.
I love that. And I also love this is something I've been thinking about a lot recently, is the community side of success in life, right? Because I've always believed that nobody truly gets anywhere alone, but you can sometimes really see in terms of, you know, your parents talking to you openly about it and having that option to go back to your parents if you needed it. Having that social safety net can be so important to give you the courage to make a leap. And I think not everyone has super supportive parents, but even if you can build that through friends, other community sort of building, I think that can also be, there's the financial aspect of having a safety net. There's also the community aspect of having a safety net, right?
Yeah. I don't think I give my boyfriend enough credit either, because he works for himself full time as well. And that was a big kind of factor where I saw him doing it. One of my closest friends does it as well. A few other of my friends were starting to do it too. So it was like all of a sudden everyone around me was doing it as well. So it was like, okay, well, I might as well do it too because it's possible. And I'd seen their struggles, but also like the positives as well, and that they were working through them. And also like even with writing a book now, like all of a sudden everyone around me started writing a book, like Emma from The Broke Generation, Kate from Rask, Anna wrote a book as well. Like I go into the finance book section and I know like half the authors, which is amazing. It's definitely like the people in your circle definitely influence your decisions.
What is that old saying that you're the sum of the five closest people to you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. And I, like you don't want to be like a social climber or anything, but I do think that surrounding yourself with people who have similar goals, who are also really motivated, who are also pushing themselves towards things and achieving them, even if you're not explicitly talking about things, you often do end up talking about it, but even if you're not explicitly talking about it, it rubs off, right? Just the idea of what's possible.
Yeah, it just normalizes it completely. Like, oh, writing a book is just what people do, and quitting your job to your business is just what people do. Like, it's not this massive leap that takes so much energy. It's just like, oh, that's the next step.